This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Ed Sheeran has tested positive for COVID-19. He said, quote, "Hey guys, quick note to tell you that I've sadly tested positive for COVID, so I'm now self-isolating and following government guidelines," unquote. The diagnosis came just days before the release of Sheeran's fourth studio album, Equals. He's had to cancel all in-person appearances. I wonder if he has the shivers. HBO is in talks with Sopranos creator David Chase about bringing back the surprising hit of the pandemic. HBO's Anne Sarnoff said, quote, "There's never been anything like the level of reverence still bestowed on The Sopranos, either by those rewatching it for the second or third time, or the people who have come to it fresh," unquote. Hey, Paulie and Silvio, get over here. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's idea for costumes on Halloween caused tongues to wag. While the newly engaged couple has been attending and making out at recent spooky season events, they took things a step further by dressing up as deceased 70s punkers Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen. Such fun depicting a couple that both committed suicide. Fail. Blac Chyna's former landlord will now have to pay her $58,000 in a reverse decision by a California appeals court. Three appellate court justices unanimously ruled he must pay back $58,000 plus her legal costs. Chyna says she will sue for emotional distress. Of course she will. And I thought her 15 minutes of fame were up. Lil Nas X made a surprise appearance during a Diplo show. He decided last minute to play a few songs toward the end of the DJ set at the EDC Las Vegas Festival. The performance is available on TikTok rival Lomotif. Diplo will also be performing in court as he faces serious sexual misconduct charges. Check it out. It was a gay old time. Sorry. Paris Hilton's wedding registry with fiancé Carter Riom has over $60,000 worth of merchandise on it. On the hotel heiress's wish list is a $1,000 crystal caviar server, a $5,000 baccarat vase, and a $2,000 caviar vodka set for six. Paris, you're rich. Buy them yourself. Hours before a shot on the set of the Alec Baldwin film Rust killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, a half-dozen camera crew workers walked off set to protest conditions of long hours, safety issues, and staff housing. The crew were also upset about not getting paid and were replaced by non-union temp workers the day of the tragedy. Can you say shit show? Another woman has come forward claiming to be the child of late hip-hop artist DMX. If you're counting, that brings the total of children he allegedly fathered to 15. A Georgia woman named Raven Barmer Simmons contacted DMX's other 14 adult kids, who will all be DNA tested to confirm their paternity. 15. Let that sink in. Meta Walker, the daughter of late Fast and Furious actor Paul Walker, has tied the knot. "We're married, Meadow," 22 captioned video from her wedding on Instagram, revealing that she wed Lewis Thornton Allen after a two-month engagement. Meadow was just 15 when her father was killed in a fiery car crash in November 2013. Wow, that engagement was a little Fast and Furious.
Idiot of the Week!
Kiss bassist Gene Simmons and wife Shannon Tweed had listed their Las Vegas estate for $15 million 8 months after they purchased it. "When we first heard of their decision to leave LA and move to Las Vegas, we said it would never last because of the weather. And as predicted, they're not fans of 115 degrees. Gene Simmons, idiot. Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost is listing his longtime Manhattan duplex for $2.5 million shortly after welcoming his first child with wife Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, the two-bedroom, two-bathroom West Village abode has belonged to Jost since 2011. He's also the author of the book A Very Punchable Face, and we agree with him. TikTok star Ali Abulaban planted a listening device on his five-year-old daughter's iPad in order to spy on his family before shooting his wife and murdering her male friend. He then picked up his daughter from school, but was arrested 45 minutes later. His TikTok account features impersonations of the character Tony Montana from the film Scarface. Yikes. Joe Judas was surprised that his ex-wife, Teresa Judas, is already getting married to her boyfriend of 1 year, Louis Ruelas. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star divorced Joe after 20 years, and he was deported to Italy in 2019 after serving 41 months in prison for fraud. Meanwhile, Joe secretly thinking, may they die a thousand deaths. Oh! A recently single Scott Disick was out on the town in L.A. with a new young lady to keep him company. Yep, the talentless clothing founder, 38, was spotted at Hyde Sunset in West Hollywood hanging out with 23-year-old model Elizabeth Grace Lindley. And when we say the talentless clothing founder, that's the name of his company and our opinion of him.
The Trash Bin.
OnlyFans star Stephanie Grzanski, who sued her ex-boyfriend claiming that he sexually assaulted her, has withdrawn the abuse allegations. Timeshare mogul Stephen Klubeck sued Stephanie, known as Baby G, claiming she had tricked him into thinking she was a legitimate model so that he would buy her more than $1 million in gifts and trips. Pathetic.
The news wrap-up.
Adobe will put U.S. employees on unpaid leave if they're not vaccinated by December 8th. Tesla shares are at an all-time high. Snap said that Apple's iPhone privacy changes disrupted its advertising business. Crypto exchange FTX raised $420 million from 69 investors in a funding round. And yet, no one can explain crypto.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dune is the most popular film for the second week.
The number one album.
Drake Certified Lover Boy returns to the top of the charts.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
The Judge's List by John Grisham is the best-selling fiction book.
Swedish House Mafia is a house music supergroup based in Stockholm consisting of three members, Axwell, Steve Angello, and Sebastian Ingrosso. The group formed in 2008 and rose to the top of the EDM world, selling millions of records and headlining numerous festivals. It all came to an end, though, in 2012 when the trio announced they were breaking up at the top of their popularity. Since then, Angello worked solo while the other two performed as the duo Axwell and Ingrosso. The group has recently reformed and will release their third studio album, Paradise Again, before the end of the year. And we love the first single. Here's Swedish House Mafia featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Moth to a Flame.
You should be with him, I let you go from time.
Does he know you call me when he sleeps? Oh,
That was Swedish House Mafia featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Moth to a Flame. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.